One of the hardest things about being a priest and rector in such a politically and theologically diverse congregation is teaching Jesus and reflecting Jesus in such a way that allows everyone, no matter where they are on their journey, the opportunity to know they belong and have a chance to experience growth in the gospel. Not all priests find themselves having to walk the tightrope of diversity. For them, their personal views match those of their congregation, so they can't really preach or teach the wrong thing. They can speak openly about whatever they want without fear of their words creating such chaos that they become adversaries of the ones they have committed themselves to walk with in faith. When everyone is together walking the same path with the same beliefs, the word rebuke stays hidden in the shadows, never getting the chance to challenge and create healthy growth. I can't speak for all priests who have been called to walk the tightrope in a blended red and blue congregation, but I have grown to cherish it. It is as if the purple nature of the blended congregation never lets me shed the purple of the Lenten season. By the design of the liturgical color, my ears have to remain open to all, and so does my heart. It is a cross that is sometimes quite heavy to bear, but for the sake of Jesus, I would not choose to have it any other way. I recently confessed openly that this year's Lenten journey has rebuked me a bit. This rebuking came in the realization of the clarity that the role of the gospel is not only to comfort the challenged, it is also the role of the gospel to challenge the comfortable. The original phrase is slightly different and comes from a 1902 book, Observations by Mr. Dooley, in which an Irish bartender says that one of the things that newspapers are supposed to do is comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. When it comes to the gospel and the role of the church, I like experienced affliction from the church, and I don't want the church to inflict the meaning of that word onto anyone. So I think challenge, it feels more Jesus-like. As a leader in the church, I am to bring comfort to the challenged, and I'm supposed to challenge the comfortable. Being rebuked by my Lenten journey comes from my perspective that I do an okay job of comforting the challenged, but I'm not sure I do so well with challenging the comfortable. It must stem from a fear that resides on the tightrope. Speak too openly, challenge too much, and hurled stones will bring you down. Today's gospel reading is one of those challenge the comfortable moments. If we take it seriously, it could be too much for us. It was certainly too much for Peter. Jesus is speaking quite openly. When someone speaks openly in this manner, the message will be received well by some, but not so much by others. Some even may receive it as being offensive. Some listeners will block out the message completely as if they never heard it. Some will embrace it, but others will only respond with opposition. Jesus began to teach his disciples that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. Peter is having nothing to do with that nonsense. He can't wrap his mind around it at all. He pulls Jesus aside, and he began to rebuke him. But turning for the disciples to hear, Jesus rebukes Peter, and it's harsh. Jesus says, "Get behind me, Satan." Here is Peter, someone who walked away from his previous life to follow Jesus. He has now become a roadblock in the path to Jerusalem. If we are one who would read the Bible literally, we could say that we know who Satan actually is. It's Peter. Jesus said so. But that would not bring the growth Jesus intended. The word Satan means adversary. Peter is standing in opposition of Jesus. Peter's not following Jesus, he's blocking him. Jesus moves beyond addressing the disciples and calls in the crowd. This is where he calls us into the story as well. If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. This is the part that challenges the comfortable. This is the part that we either choose to ignore as if we didn't hear it, or we become followers of Jesus. Do we become an adversary to Jesus or a disciple? To not be an adversary and to become a follower of Jesus, we are to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow. To know who we are following, we have to do more than just read the scriptures. We have to study them beyond the surface and dive deeply into the challenges they present. We have to look at them as a whole to see if we are actually willing to pick up the cross. This requires us to think about what resides on our hearts. This requires us to choose our words and actions wisely. This requires us to be fully present with those who differ from us. This requires us to let go of what we want and take on what Jesus wants. This requires us to sacrifice things that don't reflect the good news of the Gospels. This requires us to pick up the cross in a society that wants us to forget the challenging parts of the story and jump right into the joys of the resurrection. We have to walk with Jesus into Jerusalem. We have to walk through Good Friday and come face to face with the discomforts in our own society, shedding our own comfortable beliefs, and get out of the way of Jesus. What in your life is blocking Jesus? What is making you an adversary instead of a follower of Jesus? What in society is an adversary of the gospel? In today's climate, might it be society's unwillingness to have an uncomfortable conversation about guns? What is your cross to bear?